SA Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Here we go again. Welcome back. That's right. More of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. Starting off yet another week, kicking things off with our pal and our financial confidant, Professor Rick Plum, who joins me. I'm Johnny Dean. We're here again from Lucia Capital Group. We're ready to talk to you about your money, et cetera, et cetera, as we've been doing for many, many years now. Going to be talking first up about something that's important to a lot of people. In fact, it's almost regardless of age. And that has to do with saving for college. I had a lot of questions on this, and we're going to address those questions today. Saving for college. And it's not just the money that needs to be put away, because that's an important part of it, but also the various programs that are available to you to help you out. You can count on grants in some cases, as well as student aid, and there are various, you know, tax incentives and credits, whatever, to help you at least keep some of the money that you've worked so hard to put away. Now, college is expensive, right? You're expected to pay for it. No two ways about it. So we're going to figure out how to do this with Professor Plum coming up in just a moment or two. So if you got a question for the Brain Trust on this or any other money topic, you can give us a call right now. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Take advantage of the Brain Trust while you can. I would suggest you call now, any money topic at all. You can also email the Brain Trust. We'll get to some of your emails this hour. Go to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and we'll read and answer them here on the program. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You should take to heart what I've been saying all these years. You need a retirement strategy. You need a bucket strategy. You need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your needs. So how do you do that? Call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You call them, you meet with an advisor, you ask your questions, get them answered. Oh, and by the way, get your buckets plan squared away. That's what we talk about on this program. Once again, the number to reach them off the air, 800-644-1150. We thank them for sponsoring this hour of the program, as they have for so long now. 877-PLANNER, our number on the air, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. People shudder at the thought of college, in some cases, Professor Plum. Other people decide that they are going to start as soon as the first kid is born. Open up, it used to be you could open up some savings bonds, you know. It was a popular gift to give kids back then.
Right, and that's when they actually earned a few percent. Now they don't earn all that much.
No, so it's a little bit different. It's a little tough to put away money for 20 years if, you know, you're only going to earn 0 or 1%. It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Hard to stockpile it that way.
Yeah, it really is. So, but there are people, and we'll get into this too, who decide, well, I've been putting away money for retirement, and I've been putting it diligently, grand a month, $1,500 a month, something like that, whatever it is, even if it's $500 a month, I don't know, whatever the amount is. But I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to stop contributing to my 401k, and I'm going to start putting money away for college. Now, whether that's a good idea or not, we'll get into that a little bit later. Talk first up about some of the plans that are available to people to help save for college. One of the big ones is 529 plans.
That's probably the biggest one, is the ability to put money into a 529. And why is it the biggest? Because the limits are very high. There are two basic education savings plans out right now: the Coverdell Education Savings Account and the 529. Both grow tax deferred. Both are primarily used for college, post-secondary education. And they both allow for tax-free distributions of whatever earnings have been created in the account over the time you've had it to pay for those qualified higher education expenses. Now, the Coverdell does have what some would consider an advantage of using it for a few different types of expenses before you get to college. I don't necessarily like that idea because the biggest issue you get, the biggest benefit you get is tax-deferred growth, tax-free distributions, and the longer I can keep it, the more I get tax-free potentially. So taking it out, for a child in junior high or something for their computer, you really didn't earn all that much on the money, so I'd rather use it for college anyway, so in that case. Now, why is the 529 the larger and most talked about plan? As I mentioned, the limits are extremely high. A Coverdell Education Savings Account has a limit of $2,000 a year per beneficiary. That's it. You can't put more than... So over a child's lifetime before they go to college, assuming they go to college at age 18, 19, you can put, what, $36,000 away plus whatever you can get it to grow? That might cover the first year. Okay, maybe it covers two
maybe
years.
Maybe 2 years, yeah. I mean, it's possible. But beyond that, that's not going to get it much done.
But the advantage of the Coverdell is you can pretty much invest it any way you want. You can have brokerage accounts. You can have savings accounts. You can have, mutual funds. You can have individual securities. It can be invested a lot of different ways. And in fact, I know some people that were opening, Coverdell accounts, a group of young adults got together to, buy their friend's baby a 520 or a Coverdell account, and they put, stocks in it that most kids like to see right now. McDonald's, Apple, those kinds of...
Disney, that kind of thing.
And so it might be fun for the child to watch it potentially grow. Hopefully it'll grow for them. But that's, in many cases, just not going to get the job done when you're only putting $2,000 a year away. So the 529, which is a state-sponsored, tax-deferred education plan, is right now the more popular education savings plan because the limits are significantly higher. And you can contribute to it regardless of what your adjusted gross income is. The Coverdell has limits on who can contribute. The 529, nope, you can put it in. Now, it is a gift to the child, so we do have to worry. I mean, you could technically put in $250,000, but you've got gift rules at that point. You've gone over the gift limit. One of the advantages of the 529 is an individual could put as much as $70,000 in one lump sum in a 529 and not count it as a current gift. Now, our current annual gift limit is $14,000. So what the Coverdell, what the 529 does is it allows you to use this year's gift and the next 4 years, so 5 years worth of gifts in one lump sum. Basically I'm borrowing from my gifting limits for the next 4 years, and I can just give them $70,000 and count it as the gift for this year, next year, the following year, and up to the the 5 year mark. And so I don't have to treat it. That's my annual gift to them, all in one lump sum for the next 5 years. And I don't have to treat it. So I've already basically super funded that, 529. And hopefully it will grow. Now, one thing I don't like is overfunding a 529.
So what do you mean by overfunding? Because what?
Putting too much money in. So you put the 70 in, and your wife or your spouse, your husband, whoever, puts another 70 in for the child. The grandparents put 70 in.
Wow. There's
$250,000 in there before you even know it, and this is before it's even had a chance potentially to grow between now and when the kid goes to school. When the kid goes to school, you got $500,000 in there, and they go to JC, or they don't go to college, or whatever the case, they don't go to they get full-ride scholarships. Now what do? You've got money left. Now, if they got scholarships, you can take money out of the 529 plan equal to the amount of the scholarship without a penalty. But any earnings would still be taxable. If they decide not to use it and you don't have another child, another relative down the line that you can move the money to, that money's going to ultimately come out taxable and penalized if it's not used for qualified higher education expenses. So you don't necessarily want to overfund the 529. And so it's hard to tell when the child is young, where might they go to school? Now, I know there are alumni of certain schools where they know where their kid's going to go to school. They know they're going to follow in the footsteps of mom and dad, and they are going to go to
whether they want to or not, that's where you're going to go.
Yeah. But if you're not one of those families, you don't know where your kid's going to go. It's hard to understand. Now, education is not cheap. It's expensive. And so you do want to potentially find a way to do it. But those are the two main. Now, there's another type of plan that I actually think is one that you do, if you can, before you do a 529 or a Coverdell plan. And that's a Roth IRA. Why? That's not an education account, right? The reason is you can use it for you, just in case they get the scholarship, just in case they don't go to the, you know, super expensive school. And there's help for education, which we're going to talk about next segment of how we're going to help, how the government can help you, how other things can help you. There's no help for retirement. So fund your retirement first. If you have to, we can always take distributions from a Roth IRA. The contributions come out penalty-free, tax-free. There, you've already paid tax on it. So you can potentially use the contributions to help education. But like I said, there's no help for retirement. So get the discipline of savings down. Start saving into your 401k. Start saving into Roth IRAs. And if you have more than that, then do the education account. Now, you may want to open a 529 plan or other type of retirement or education plan for other people to contribute to. Aunts, uncles, grandparents. That's a great place to set up and say, oh, by the way, everybody, baby's being born. Here's a place where you can put money away for their education. And lots of times, that helps. It's because like other people can help you fund your child's education.
That's like a wedding registry. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, everybody, hey, here's one place you could go, right? Kid needs help with whatever,
yes.
You know, education. We certainly could use some.
Yes. And what young parent wouldn't like to have something there?
Now,
for
somebody asked a question last time. We got to take a break. But somebody asked a question last time about 529s. Is this deductible? And the answer?
When we come back.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. That's amazing. Good for you, Professor Plum. We're going to talk about that. Ways to help pay for it as well, not just save for it. 877-PLANNER. You've got money questions. We've got answers for you. It can be on college saving or anything else that's on your mind. Whatever's important to you, the Brain Trust is here to answer those questions for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move & Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Planner, PLANNER. Having some fun with you today. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Quam, 877-752-6637. Give us a call. Talk to us about your money issues, your money questions. This could be saving for college or retirement, bucketizing. It could be Social Security. We got some emails coming up on that stuff as well. But right now we're talking a little bit about saving for college. Again, 877-PLANNER. Or if you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com. So, okay. Question came up, and what did you come up for the break? I brought it up. The last time we talked about this, somebody had asked, are contributions to 529 plans deductible?
Well, I mentioned that a 529 plan is a state-sponsored plan. All the states have them. In fact, many of the states have multiple types of plans and different vendors, you know, usually some kind of a mutual fund company or some financial company that's, you know, offering products for that state's 529 plan. At the federal level, there is no tax deduction for anybody. But at different states, some states do allow for a tax deduction for that state's income tax, Louisiana being one. It's not the majority of the states, but there are enough that if you are looking at putting money into a 529 plan, you may want to see if you can get a tax deduction. Well, that would also mean that you would have to use your state of residence tax or 529 plan. You know, if I'm in California and I use the Arizona plan, the Virginia plan, the Louisiana plan, they may offer a state income tax deduction, but I don't pay state taxes in that state, so it doesn't help me at all, right? I can use any state's 529 plan. I don't have to be a resident of the state to use their plan. However, if their plan offers an income tax deduction, I do have to be a resident of that state to get the income tax deduction. So it is something to look at, and if you're trying to decide between the different plans, maybe you like XYZ financial company, but they don't use, your state doesn't use them, and you're looking at your state and you're saying, well, I don't like them quite as much, but my state offers a tax deduction. Now you've got to figure out how much is that tax deduction worth, and is that tax deduction worth enough to make you use a different company than what you had originally wanted to use. The state tax deductions are not huge. I don't think they're going to make the difference. They just are an added incentive to help you, you know, save.
Well, it depends on
for education
too, what your state income tax is. I mean, for those right. in a high state
and
income
it's not
tax.
An unlimited amount. I can't put that $70,000 in and get a tax deduction of $70,000. Usually it's a couple thousand, maybe $4,000 of contribution that I can deduct from my income tax return. So if my income tax is, you know, 5% and I get a, you know, $1,000, you know, up to $1,000 contribution, is that enough to make me want to use that state? In some cases, yes, the answer will be yes, and sometimes no, it won't. Now, there are not brokerage accounts. You can't just go out and open up and buy stocks in them. They are state-sponsored, and most of the states use some form of a mutual fund company or something of that nature to be able to show the investments. But there are some very good mutual fund companies out there, so you can pick and choose. Look at the state, decide whether or not your state offers a tax deduction. And then look at the financial institutions. Where would you want to invest the money? Maybe it's XYZ, you know, mutual fund company, and I would like to use their funds, but they use a different state. Go see if you can always use it and then just compare what you want to do. A lot of people look at it that way. Now, look at the fees. What are the fees? What are they? There's basically two types of 529 plans. There's a savings plan where you contribute to, you control the investments within the choices they give you, and it hopefully grows between now and when the child goes to school. And there's prepaid tuition plans, basically a subset of 529s, where you're actually buying units. You know that the school, you need 100 and whatever, 20 units to graduate or whatever the case may be. You're buying units at today's price. You don't know what your rate of return is going to be, but you don't know that with a mutual fund either. But what you're looking at is, assuming there's no other costs involved, what is the price of a unit today? And you're basically buying into the fact that you're going to earn whatever the cost of inflation is over that time. So I buy, 10 units today, and I can use those units to change, to basically cash them in when the child goes to school. And so if the unit is, $5,000 a unit today and it's $15,000 a unit when the kid goes to school, I basically am prepaying for those units. Now, be careful with these types of prepaid plans, because you have to look at what is the cost of a unit today and what is the state charging me for that unit. Mm-hmm. Maybe the cost of the unit today is, $3,000. I'm purely making these numbers up. But they're charging me $5,000 for the unit. So I've got to have enough inflation to make up the premium that I'm paying for that unit plus something in the return on the end. Look at what their cost of a unit is today and what they're charging for that unit today. I haven't seen any yet, but I haven't seen them all, where there's no markup. There's a certain amount of premium that I have to pay for that unit. That's what the states are doing. But in many cases, it still can make sense if you expect to have a high inflation on the cost of education. Now, most of them, you really want to be using a state for the school where your child is going to go to school.
Again, we're talking about 529 plans here.
The prepaid tuition type of plan.
Yes.
You want to use a state. So if a lot of people, for whatever reason, that live in Texas, they want their kids to go to a Texas school. Florida want their kids to go to a Florida school. And so if you're sure your child is going to go to school in that state, you may be able to get a decent deal on the prepaid plans in that state. If you go out of state from that state, then you may not get as good of an exchange rate, so to speak, on the tuition going to, from one state to another. So have a pretty good idea of what you're looking for, but they may be a way to look and save and help you save for some education.
Yeah, and if you're wondering about some of these, there's prepaid tuition, some of these 529 plans, there used to be, and I just looked it up, make sure it was still there, savingforcollege.com.
Yes.
There's a way to compare some of these different savings plans. They have a couple of subcategories, which you got to be careful. One was quarter four 2015 best performing 529 plans. Now, it's telling you which 529 plans did the best in the last quarter.
Well, doesn't mean that they're... That's like looking for the best performing mutual fund.
Exactly. So there's that. But there are also things... these states are giving away free money for college. There's a link on there for that.
Those are probably a list of the deductions.
Yes, exactly.
With deductions.
Yes. Help your child get into a top school. Don't know what that means. Learn about You Promise Rewards. They have Find the Lowest Cost 529s. You talked a little bit about there's some fees involved in some of these, right?
Excuse me. Yes, in many of them there are fees involved. And so you want to look and see what they... Also, some of them restrict how many times you can change your options. They may say, look, you can only use 4 changes a year or some limited number of changes a year, so you can't manipulate it. But in most likelihood, you shouldn't be manipulating it that often. So go that way.
Well, yeah, and they can give you all the examples of the different types of states. You can go through each state, your state's 529 details, comparing 529 plans. Oh, and a nice little link in there that says enroll in a 529 plan. So
it helps you get started. The hardest part is getting started. Whether you use the cheapest plan or a moderate plan or an expensive plan, the hardest part is just getting started. And the worst thing is not getting started, even if you don't use the best plan. Get started somewhere if you've already maxed out your 401k and your Roth IRAs.
Yes. Oh, and that's the other thing, too, which we'll cover later, about saving for retirement versus saving for college. We're going to get into that. Now, just one more thing to say about this, which we're going to do when?
Next. Right after this
break. Right after the break. Very good. This guy is just getting better and better all the time. After the break, we're going to be talking about a couple of credits that you may or may not have learned about, that you may not know about. And it has to do with tax breaks. There's the American Opportunity Credit, the Lifetime Learning Credit. There's a tuition and fees deduction, which we'll talk a little bit about. You got possible student loan interest deduction, all that stuff. So we'll talk about that and anything else that's on your mind. Hey, phone lines are open. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group are coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet.
To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Get on the line. Give us a call. 877-PLANNER. P-L-A-N-N-E-R. 877-752-6637. We'd love to hear from you. Talking about college savings plans and anything else that's on your mind. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be on college or anything like that. One last thing before we get into paying for... let's just start with that because I mentioned this before the break. There are different credits that are available, and we're talking about tax credits in this case.
Yeah, once you get out to the child going to school and you realize it's more expensive than you thought.
Well, that's it.
You might say,
hey, I'd planned on sending them to this school right next door.
And they go out of state.
And not only do they go out of state, but they're going to some fancy, private college somewhere. Well, good for them.
Are you talking about my life?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. And I know other people who have done that. You have this beautiful college sitting right here. I've been paying taxes, local community taxes on this thing, and it's going to work fine. But no, you got to go find yourself, Stanford.
And you got to pay for room and board and other things where they could have lived at home while they're going to school. Okay, it doesn't give them the same college experience of, frat life and things. But, hey, when I'm paying for it, they can get their own experiences other ways.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, now, it's expensive.
It is.
What can you do? There's a wonderful thing, and I want you to talk about it first of all, the American Opportunity Credit.
You love this credit.
I love this credit, which is here for now, anyway.
It's here permanent.
Oh, it is, okay.
As permanent as anything in tax law can be.
Okay.
We came out years ago, and then it was set to expire years ago, and it basically replaced the
Hope Credit,
and it expanded on the Hope Credit that we got way back in the early 2000s, but it had a sunset on it, and it kept sunsetting. They kept extending it, and they extended it through 2017. Well, as of the end of 2015, they made this extenders deal that made permanent quite a few issues in tax law that had been being extended, like the qualified charitable distributions and some other things. Not all of them had to do with education, but this is one of the ones that was extended on a permanent basis. To change it now, Congress actually has to get together and say, we want to change this. It doesn't automatically sunset. It's here for as long as Congress doesn't screw it up. And what it does is when you are paying, and it's only available for the first 4 years of college tuition, it's only available for undergraduate studies. It's not available for postgraduate studies. It's available, it's a nice credit, and it's a credit of up to $2,500. So you could reduce your income tax liability by $2,500. Now, what if you, you can use it for yourself, or you can use it for your dependents, if you're using it for yourself, what if you don't owe $2,500 in taxes? Well, part of it could potentially be refundable. Up to 40% of this $2,500 credit, that's $1,000 for quick math, can be a refundable credit. That means if you don't even owe taxes, through other means, your income's low enough, through other things have reduced your income tax liability to zero, you could actually get a refund of a $1,000 tax credit in addition to any other refund you were going to get to begin with, because part of this tax credit is refundable. So how do you go about getting this particular credit? You pay for college education, undergraduate studies for up to 4 years, and you have to spend at least $4,000 in tuition, qualified tuition expenses, to get the $2,500 credit. And so, to be honest, spending $4,000 on college is not that difficult. It sounds horrible, and it is, but at least this helps you pay for $2,500 of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are limits, though. You if your income is too high, this is not for the wealthy. And wealthy, as decided by this, I think, is $160,000 to $180,000 married couple phase out. half of that for single individuals. So it does, it's not for everybody, but it can help some people, you know, pay for their college education.
So if you had, let's just give an example here. If you had, $6,000 of qualifying education expenses, how would this work for somebody? First of all, it is a partially refundable credit.
Well, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to calculate how much of the credit you could potentially be eligible for. So at that $6,000 of tuition, you would potentially be eligible for the full $2,500. Now they're going to go back into your tax return and say, okay, how much does this person actually owe for taxes, in taxes for this year, federal income taxes? Let's say that person only owed $1,000 in income taxes. No, that's not the refund that they're going to get. It's on the line that says, this is your total tax liability for the year. And so if your total tax liability for the year is $1,000, well, you're not going to get the full $2,500 credit. You will get a $1,000 credit that's a non-refundable credit because it's going to drop your tax liability down to zero, and you're going to get a $1,000 credit that's refundable. So in that hypothetical example, you would get a credit equal to $2,000, not the full $2,500. $1,000 that wiped out the taxes you owe and $1,000 that's refundable. Now, if you owe more than $1,500 in actual tax liability, you could potentially get the full credit because you got a $1,500 that can reduce the taxes and another $1,000 that can be refundable. So as long as you owe $1,500, you'll be potentially get the full tax credit unless you make too much money.
And if you, okay, let's say you don't make too much money. I'm going to make this assumption on here now. Let's say you owed $2,000 in taxes.
Right.
You could, if it all goes right, you could get $2,000 of that taxes wiped out.
It would wipe out the taxes.
And it'll go for another $500.
On top of that.
And if you owed $2,500 in taxes, you wouldn't get
the full $2,500 wiped out.
Right. Now, again, we're going to make the distinction between taxes that a check that you pay in April, and the taxes that you actually owe.
Right. So let's say that you have been going along and you owe that $1,000 in taxes. Your tax liability for the year is $1,000. But through your employment, the jobs that you've had, you've been withholding money. They've been taking money out of your paycheck every time you get paid for taxes.
Right. Your W-2 shows you've how much they've been withholding.
And you've withheld $100 a month. You've withheld $1,200 towards that $1,000 tax that you're going to owe. Ignoring the tax credits, you would have gotten a refund of $200. You withheld $1,200. You owe $1,000. The difference is $200. You get a refund when you file your return of $200. However, now, because you used money for education, you paid $4,000+ in education expenses, you're going to get a $1,000 credit to wipe out the bill and a $1,000 refundable. So now your tax refund is going to be $3,200. You get to wipe out the taxes and get $1,000 back. And since you don't owe any taxes, you're going to get all the money you withheld back. All $1,200 will come back to you as well. So your tax refund for that year in this example would be $3,200. You only withheld $1,200, but you got $2,000 of credit, $1,000 wiped out, mm-hmm. $1,000 tax owed, $1,000 was refundable, plus all your own money back. So it can really help, especially struggling students.
Absolutely. And I bring up my daughter in this case. When she actually had even more withheld on that from her check, and she's doing her taxes on TurboTax. We went into the American Opportunity Credit, did it all. Her refund went from $800-$900, or no, it had been more than that, maybe $1,500, went up to $3,000 some odd.
Yeah.
Just because of the American Opportunity Credit.
Right. So it helps. I mean, it's for when you're actually paying the expenses. And, after you haven't been able to save enough, because it's very hard to save enough, but it's a way to help.
Now, once again, you get this for the 4 years.
Yeah, so even if it takes you 6 years to get your undergraduate degree, you can only use it on 4 tax returns.
Yes.
That's it.
Right. Now, if you have, if you don't do this until your junior year and you've been paying
for it. You still
have
4 years.
You still have, it's not like you have to just use it for 4 years of undergraduate work.
Yeah, it's not the first 4 years, it's just 4 years of undergraduate work.
Okay, so that's the American Opportunity Credit. It's a wonderful thing. And again, the limits are $80,000 of income for single individuals, $160,000 for married couples. There is a phase out.
Yep. So $10,000 for single, $20,000 for married.
It begins to phase out. But for students who are paying for their own way, and mm-hmm. also for parents too, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I mean, students, I don't know that many who are already making $80,000,
No.
Which is entirely possible, but this can be a wonderful thing. You should look at it if you have people in kids in college, or if you happen to be a college student yourself. There's no age limit on this. You could look into this called the American Opportunity Credit, and it can really, really help offset. Well, it won't take care of everything, but hey, Professor Plum, even $2,500, getting $2,500 back on a $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 tuition bill is,
it helps. Now, if it's a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 tuition bill,
well,
it still helps.
It's still there. It's still there.
It's more help than you got otherwise. So
now, one last thing: the tuition and fees deduction, that is now been made permanent.
That was part of the extender's bill as well. So where this one extended from 17 on, the tuition and fees deduction is now a pseudo, what they call permanent deduction. Allows you to deduct, although now you can't be doing the deduction, the American Opportunity Credit, the lifetime learning credit, the all these other, you've got to coordinate them. You don't get to use them all at the same time. You got to kind of pick one or the other. You can use one for one child and a different one for a different child, but when we're talking about one student, you don't get all these different credits stacked on top of you. You get whichever one does the best benefit.
Exactly. Okay, so that's some college help right there. There's one more that we had a question on, lifetime learning credit. We'll talk about that just very briefly when we come back, because we've got other things to talk about. But anything that's on your mind, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER. We do have some lines open for you right now. If you want to talk to the Brain Trust, get your money questions answered. Again, it could be college saving, or it could be saving for your own retirement, which we're going to be talking about. 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Brain Trust coming back. Don't go away.
Del Wamsley here. When I need a mortgage for my income properties, I call the experts at Texas Lone Star. Whether you're buying your first rent house or a 100-unit apartment complex, Texas Lone Star can help. They've been helping our members for years, and they can help you too. So contact Texas Lone Star today at 713-802-0606. That's 713-802-0606.
NMLS 2930038, 1533 Heights Boulevard, Houston, Texas 77008.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's how it will be. We will do another segment here, taking your phone calls and your emails. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, and we'll do another hour just ahead. Next hour, we got more to talk about, some of your emails to get to, and, of course, phone calls. 877-PLANNER. If you got a question, you give us a call right now, 877-752-6637. Questions, comments, whatever it is, you can also email us at our website, wealthed.com. Now, running out of time. Lifetime learning credit. We haven't talked about that. That's not as perhaps...
It's not as restrictive.
No.
And it's not as generous.
Yes, yeah. So you got less on the upside, less on the downside.
Where the American Opportunity Credit allowed a $2,500 credit when you spend $4,000 or more, the Lifetime Learning Credit allows for a $2,000 credit if you spend $10,000 or more. It's basically 20% of your qualified higher education expenses. But the advantage of the Lifetime Learning is... it's for as many years as it takes, and it can be used for master's and other types of programs, not just undergraduate work. It is post-secondary, so it's not for high school or younger, but it can come in handy once you get your undergraduate degree or for the years that it takes you to get the classes past four to get the undergraduate degree. It's not all that common that people retire out of school.
Yeah,
graduate
nice.
Out of school in 4 years. I mean, it sometimes takes a little longer to get the classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lifetime Learning Credit is available in those
right.
later years.
Now, what about student loan interest deduction? Some people can take those, right?
Well, yes. Yeah, so some people, how are you going to pay for it? Well, if you haven't already saved up enough or you don't have the parents that are footing the bill for you, a lot of people take loans. And so once you start paying the interest, it's not when it's accruing, not when it's being deferred, but once you start paying the interest, there is a deduction. And it is the advantage of the student loan interest deduction is it's not an itemized deduction. It's a what they call above-the-line deduction. It reduces your adjusted gross income, which may make you eligible for other types of credits and deductions down the line. So it is an above-the-line deduction of up to $2,500 if you spend $2,500, pay $2,500 in interest. So however much interest that you're paying, you actually have to be paying it, you can potentially take that deduction. Now, there is an adjusted gross income phase-out. If you're making too much money, you lose the ability to take that as a deduction. Married couple, $130,000 of adjusted gross income or less. Single individual, half that number, $65,000 of adjusted gross income or less, can take up to $2,500 of a deduction. This one's not a credit. Now, what's the difference between a credit and a deduction? A credit is better.
Sure.
A deduction reduces your taxable income, which is then subject to the tax bracket. So if I'm in the 15% income tax bracket and I reduce, I get a tax deduction of $1,000. It saves me $150. It reduces my taxable income by $1,000 in the 15% bracket, 15% of 1,000, or if you're in the 25%, 25% of 1,000, it saves me $1,500 or $250.
That's a $1,000 deduction.
$1,000 tax credit or a tax credit reduces the taxes that I owe dollar for dollar. So if I owe $1,000 in taxes, where the deduction, you know, basically lessened it by $250 or so, a credit reduces it dollar for dollar by the amount of the credit. So the credit can be a better deal.
So I'm in the 25% bracket. I'll just say it again. I'm in the 25% tax bracket. I owe $1,000, let's say. I get a $1,000 tax deduction. I now owe $750 instead of $1,000. But if I get a $1,000 tax credit, I now owe zero based on these numbers.
It wipes out the tax that you owe. In that case, it's a dollar-for-dollar reduction in the tax rather than a dollar-for-dollar reduction in the taxable income. So take a deduction where you can get it, though. Credits are better. Deductions are still good. They still reduce the taxes that you owe. So that's a good thing.
Now, a question came in about saving for retirement versus saving for college. Which is better? Do you save for one or save for another? Do you stop saving for retirement while you're saving for college? Doesn't sound like a good idea to me. Professor Plum, what do you think?
I've been a big advocate of saving for your retirement first. As I mentioned earlier, you don't have help for retirement. It's all up to you. But if you start saving for retirement early, then you can get money built up that can work for you while you switch over to paying for college at a later date when the kids are in school. So if you get used to fully funding the $18,000 a year into your 401k and $5,500 a year into your IRA, your Roth IRA, in that case, you're used to saving almost $2,000 a month. And if you do that, and then the child goes to school and you haven't been able to save enough money, or the grandparents and other people aren't helping out, they didn't get the scholarships and all the other things, and you have to start spending money, well, you've built up a nice retirement account that will keep working for you while you take that almost $2,000 a month and shift it over to paying for education right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've already built the discipline of saving. You've built it into your budget. It doesn't come as a huge shock to you. Whereas if you aren't doing anything, all of a sudden, wow, you've got a big change. But if you've been funding all that into education, now you don't have anything working for you for retirement, and you're really behind the ball when it comes to your own retirement. You'll never make up those early years that you've done. And so retirement is more expensive than education. Education is bad enough, right? Retirement's a lot more expensive. Do the retirement first, and then work on the education second. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and as you said, there's no help for retirement. I mean, there's no. I guess you could borrow, but I mean, you're going to have to pay that back. That really
borrowing for retirement doesn't work.
That doesn't work at all. We would never advocate for something like that. And of course, college, you kind of know how much it's going to cost you, and you know it's probably going to be over in 4 years, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, something
seven
like that.
7 years.
Or you can cut it off if you can't. I mean, if you can't afford it, you can actually stop. You can't do that for retirement.
But as I said, if you've built up a big nest egg over the 15, 18 years that the kids have been doing things, and then you focus on education, that nest egg for retirement is still working for you. Whereas if you build up the education, it's gone. Now you can start saving for retirement at a later date. You never get that compounding effect of the potential growth.
Yeah, and we've talked many times about the whole idea of compounding growth, how much that can help you. And if you can't, if you're not...
If you don't have any money growing, it can't compound.
No, it can't. And you also lose the whatever time that you have. We've made that illustration many times about compounding between ages 20 and 30 and trying to catch up. If you don't do, say, between 20 and 30, you're trying to catch up between age 30 and 65, you still haven't caught up.
And compounding works better for retirement because it's a longer time horizon to let it compound than it does for education, shorter time horizon. Even though 18 years seems like a long time, college is one thing. Retirement's a longer time.
It is a longer time. At least it's supposed to be. And it's a very good there's a very strong likelihood that it will be. I mean, I'd hate to see, a four-year retirement, if that's all it is. But, plan for something a lot longer than that. That's why we plan on this program. We're planning on another hour just ahead. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum about any of the stuff you heard on this program or any other questions that you had by calling Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour looms when we come back. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.